Where are all of those free speech people who grifted off of free speech and who won't say anything and recognizing that this administration, this current administration, is taking a turn that is quite dark, okay? It is not what we signed up for. We are supposed to be the people who defend speech. So why is it now I'm finding myself in agreement with Anna Kasparian and Cenk over at the Young Turks, who are calling out what is happening and how suddenly there is this squeeze on speech only as it pertains to the special topic of Israel? Take a listen to what Anna had to say on the Young Turks.
David Friedman, who actually was Trump's ambassador to Israel in his first term, he doesn't just stop at progressives and their critique of Israel. He's also focusing on the right wing as well. And I suspect that this is waking the right wing up.
Yeah, this is not gonna play well.
Because if you think that, you know, free speech violations are only gonna impact the left, you'd be mistaken. Take a look.
I condemn anti-Semitism on the right and on the left. I'm an equal opportunity condemner of anti-Semitism.
You're alluding to Candace Owens and Tucker Carlson.
Yeah, none of them are any good on the right. On the left, I don't like any of these anti-Semites, and I'm not shy about it. There's no reason to think we're ever going to convince them, but we can deport them. We can put them in jail. We can make their lives miserable. We can cut off their funding. And that's what the Trump administration is doing for the first time.
Now understand what he considers anti-Semitism. And by the way, you're an American citizen. If you are spewing anti-Semitic garbage, you're actually free to do that as long as you don't act on it, right? Free speech is a thing. Hate speech is protected under the First Amendment. This guy thinks that simply criticizing how Israel is prosecuting the war is already anti-Semitic. It's already anti-Semitism. Oof. And he wants to throw you in prison for it.
Yeah.
In prison for it.
And by the way, that was an answer to a question about Tucker Carlson and Candace Owens. So we're not talking about student visas anymore.
Oh my God.
Now we're talking about core American podcasters, people in media on the right and the left. If you criticize Israel, he says, well, you have no heart and you have no mind. You have no heart because of course you should know when Israel slaughtered 15,000 children, it was the most moral thing to do. And if you dare disagree, we'll arrest you. And what did he say? Oh, we'll cut off your funding. By the way, he's like, it's anti-Semitic to say that the Jews would control speech in America. But if you dare cross Israel, we will cut off your funding. We will deport you. We will arrest you. But don't say it. If you say it, what I just said, I'm going to call you an anti-Semite.
No, maybe I'll throw you in prison.
Okay, they're saying, well, we start with the left, but we're equal opportunity condemners.
Yeah.
So Tucker Carlson, Candace Owens, and everyone else, you start slightly criticizing Israel. We got a jail in Louisiana and then one in El Salvador that Israel can send you to via the US government.
It's insane, okay? It is insane. Time for Americans to wake up to what is happening, okay? Because our freedoms will be taken away very quickly. And yes, it is happening under this administration, okay? 1000% Trump is being surrounded by ultra-Zionists who are getting him to take stances that are running counter to freedom. And those of us that are calling it, I don't care. I really don't care what you call me. I don't have to survive a Trump administration. My kids have to be able to grow up in a free country. I just can't, I will not tolerate it, whether it's happening on the left or the right.